السلام عليك يا وارث آدم،
السلام عليك يا وارث نوح النبي،
السلام عليك يا وارث إبراهيم،
السلام عليك يا وارث موسى،
السلام عليك يا وارث عيسى،
السلام عليك يا وارث محمد،
السلام عليك يا وارث أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
زيارة وارث أملي وحسني، أنول بفضله أجر الزيارة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. السلام عليك يا ابو عبد الله، السلام عليك ورحمه الله وبركاته. Today is 13th of November, coinciding with the 4th day of Muharram. Today we are concerned with another excerpt in the Warif Ziyarat text issued by the 6th infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam in response to a request he received from one of his companions by the name of Safwan ibn Mihran al-Jamal. The Warif Ziyarat text in favor of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is in fact one of the most outstanding Ziyarat texts issued in favor of him, and it's highly recommended to be read out. Today we are concerned with another fragment of the Warif Ziyarat text, beginning with Ya Mawlai Ya Abu Abdullah. The fragment is going to be broadcast both in Arabic and English.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful.
Ya Mawlai Ya Abu Abdullah.
My master, O Abu Abdullah.
Ashhadu annaka kunta nuran fil aslab ash-shamikh wal arham al-mutahhara.
I bear witness that verily you were a light in the sublime loins and purified wombs.
Lam tunajjiska al-jahiliyyah bi-anjasiha.
The impurities of ignorance did not even touch you.
Wa lam tulbiska min mudlahimmat thiyabiha.
Nor could its soil and dirty bearing ever smear you.
وأشهد أنك من دعائم الدين وأركان المؤمنين.
I bear witness that verily you are the mainstay of the religion and the supporter of the faithful ones.
وأشهد أنك الإمام البر التقي الرضي الزكي الهادي المهدي.
I bear witness that verily you are a pious, God-fearing, favorite, wise, and rightly guided Imam.
The text starts in this way. Ya Mawla, Ya Abu Abdullah. O my master, O Abu Abdullah. First of all, Abu Abdullah is an honorific designation, in fact a kunya, a filial by name for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. According to Arab naming traditions, a kunya or a filial by name is given to a person, especially when that person has the power of distinguishing right from wrong. However, in the case of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Imam al-Husayn received both his name and his kunya, his name al-Husayn and his kunya, Abu Abdullah, right from the moment he was born. And he received his name and his kunya from the Prophet Muhammad. And the Prophet Muhammad received his name and kunya from Gabriel, from the Archangel Gabriel, who took these two names from God. So, the name of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and his filial by name Abu Abdullah were originally determined by God. Of course, if Imam al-Husayn's parents, that is Imam Ali and Fatima al-Zahra, or for example the Prophet Muhammad, set on a name or a kunya for Imam al-Husayn al-Salam, they were also quite acceptable. It indicates the high position of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam right from the moment he was born, that he received his name and his filial by name, his kunya, from God. It indicates that this newborn infant was special in every respect and totally different from all other babies. أشهد أنك كنت نورا في الأصلاب الشامخة والأرحام المتحرة. It indicates that the line of Imamate, the line of the Prophet Muhammad, and after the Prophet Muhammad to Imam Ali, and after Imam Ali to Imam al-Hussein Mujtaba, and in this case to Imam al-Hussein al-Salam, they were all purified. I mean, they were not smeared by any sign of impurities, special of the Jahiliyyah period, or paganism, or not believing in God. It indicates that the line of the Prophet Muhammad, from the Prophet Muhammad to his ancestors, to the Prophet Abraham, were all, one by one, were the line of unicity and monotheism, and believing in God, believing in one God.
And your struggle of Hussein gave up all that you held dear. Yet we cannot comprehend, yet we cannot comprehend the immensity of your pain, the immensity of your pain.
لم تنجسك الجاهلية بأنجاسها. It means that the age of ignorance, the age of jahiliyyah, had no effect on the soul and on the character and personality of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam, and by extension on any of the infallibles. ولم تلبسك من مدلهمات الثيابها. There's no sign, no trace of this moral impurity on the line of the imamate and on the character of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam. It means that those who opposed Imam al-Husayn al-Salam were all affected by signs and traces of Jahiliyyah, because Imam al-Husayn al-Salam, on the one hand, was a symbol of unicity of God and belief in the unicity of God. Those who opposed Imam al-Husayn al-Salam were all signs of impurities, moral impurities, and religious abnormalities. It means that those who opposed Imam al-Husayn al-Salam had traces of Jahiliyyah. It means that those who killed Imam al-Husayn al-Salam were all hypocrites and they were infidels. Why? Because if they were not infidels and hypocrites, they wouldn't oppose Imam al-Husayn al-Salam. So in this case, these fragments of the Warif Ziyarat text indicates that the personality and character of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam can be regarded as a meter, as a measure for determining who was on the right path and who wasn't on the right path. Those who were companions of Imam al-Husayn al-Islam and attained the eternal felicity, that is martyrdom, they were on the side of purification and purity, ultimate purity, absolute purity. Those who were on the side of the Umayyad regime, they were all affected by Jahiliyyah norms and values. So the claim of being the right caliphs in the world of Islam is all fake and without any value at all. وأشهد أنك من دعائم الدين وأركان المؤمنين. I bear witness that you have been one of the most important pillars of the religion of Islam. When Imam al-Husayn, as the infallible personality, is regarded as a pillar in the world of Islam, it proves that those who regarded themselves on a par with the Prophet Muhammad or on a par with other infallible Imams like Imam Ali, they were all simply claimants of that right without any value. They can't be counted on. وأركان المؤمنين. The faithful people can rely on you, can rely on Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Here in this regard, okay, here in this phrase, okay, We are just talking with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. This section begins with this one, with this phrase, Ya Mawla Ya Abu Abdullah. It indicates that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, although he was martyred, but religiously speaking, he's still alive. He hears our voice. He responds to our salams. Okay, he is, in a way, alive. I mean, he's responsive to our salams, to our gestures, to our paying homage to him. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ مَنْ دَعَائِمِ الدِّينِ I bear witness that you are still one of the landmarks of guiding the people, of guiding people, guiding the faithful to the right path. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ الْإِمَامُ الْبَرُّ التَّقِيُّ الرَّدِيُّ الزَّكِيُّ الْهَادِ الْمَهْدِي I bear witness that you are, you have been, and indeed you are, the pious imam, the pious leader, the pious leader who was confident with the destinies determined by God, Az-Zaki. You've been purified, Al-Hadi Al-Mahdi. You have guided people to the right path, and you've been guided by God, and God has kept you on the right path. It means that this religion, this denomination, so long as it regards Imam al-Hussein al-Islam as its yardstick, as its measure, this religion wouldn't go astray. It implies that other versions are fake and without any value whatsoever. Inshallah, the rest of the program will come on the following days. So be with us and follow this program.
Every clean soul and this planet will shout your name. Oh. The pain like you did, no one's the same. Oh, Hussein, tears drop, tears. From my heart, these words are coming.